paragraph mem gimel, ubaze to shimshon, and it's regarding this that Shimshon HaGibor had a tiny, some type of a mistake. Kiro sheYisrael kvushim oy tachas haplishtim. He saw that the Jews at that time were oppressed in a terrible, terrible way under the severe arm of the Plishtim. Vero shekoshe levayer hatoiv mehem lahatzlas Yisrael. And he saw that it was very, very difficult to extract the good from them, from the Plishtim, in order to rescue Klal Yisrael. V'sovar sha'alidei b'chinas hoylodo yevarer hatoiv mehem. He thought that if he'll be able to bring about a leida with one of the Plishtim, through the birth, he'll be able to extract whatever toiv is found in the Plishtim, to have that toiv come forth in the birth, in the child. Ki yoda sheyesh toiv shei efshe levar meaklipois kimalidei lodo kanal batoiranal. Because Shimshon HaGibor knew what it says in Likut Imran, that sometimes there is a toiv in the Sitra Achra, that it's impossible to rescue that toiv directly. That toiv can only be gotten out through a hoylodo, through a leido. V'alkein holach liso isha misham. This is what led him to want to marry a woman from the Plishtim. Ube'emes ro'o v'lo yoda ma'ro'o. And what happened was, Shimshon HaGibor saw, but he didn't interpret correctly what he was seeing. Ki be'emes me'Hashem hoya. Because really, it was from Hashem. Masheholach likach isha misham. This was part of Hashem's plan, that he go and take a woman from there. V'afal pikein, hu bebechirosoi loy hoyotzorech leilich acharzeh. He, with his power to choose, should not have chosen to go there to do it. Ki zeh hadovor iefsher lahasik. Because again, this is something that we cannot comprehend. Hold on a second. Hashem wants this toiv to be gotten out of the Sitra Achra. And the toiv, sometimes the only way to get it out is through a hoylada. So there has to be a hoylada. Let me go make... You are not allowed to go. You can't go on your... But then how's Hashem going to do it? You're going to tell Hashem that's your problem? Hashem will do whatever needs to be done. Hashem will make it happen. If Hashem makes it happen, it's one thing. If you choose to transgress any law in the Torah, Chas V'Shalom, you're crossing that red line. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is the famous statement in the Midrash Tanchuma, Parshas Bolok, Perek Ches. B'derech sheho'odom roitze leilech, that whatever path a person wants to go on, a person chooses to go on, Hashem leads him on that path. As it says by Bilam Harosha, that Hashem said to Bilam, kum lechitam, get up and go with them. Go with the people from Bolok. But whatever I tell you to say, that's what you're going to say, nothing else. She'af al pi Hashem izborach gomar kiretzoinoi. Even though Hashem succeeded beautifully in that project, the Yisrael kiblu brachos harbi al yedei Bilam. The Jewish people ended up getting wonderful brachas through Bilam. We have the tefillah of Matoivu, which we say every day. Afal pikein, hu loy hayotzorech lehisratzos bahalich hazu. Still, Bilam's mission was to refuse. Bilam's, the right answer for Bilam was supposed to be, no, I'm not going. Am I willing to go curse the Jews? No, I'm not willing to go curse the Jews. Ukeshehoach, and when he chose to go, afal pi Hashem izbora gomar kertzoinoi, despite the fact that Hashem made that story have a beautiful, happy ending, afal pike nenash harbe loilam, Bilam was punished severely, permanently, as the Gemara tells us on that whole story. Paragraph Mem Dalet. V'alkein kishoholach Shimshon likach isha mipalishtim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain an unbelievable thing. Now we'll understand why when Bilam went to go marry that woman from the Plishtim, motzo dvash. He found honey on the way. Kama shekosu shama, as the pasuk says over there, ki megvia soarye rodo hadvash. From the carcass of the lion that Shimshon HaGibbor had torn to pieces, there were bees making honey there. Ubeshas hanisuin shoa lohem hachido shel hadvash. And when they were having the wedding party, Shimshon HaGibbor l'havdil challenged the Pelishtim with a riddle about honey, where he said, "Let's see if you can answer my riddle." Where his riddle was, "Mehoichel yotza machol, or mehaz yotza mosoik." From that which eats came forth food, and from something very powerful and came forth something very sweet. Vaydeze nokom bohem, and then they eventually forced his wife to get him to reveal to her the answer to the riddle. And they gave it to him, and he had promised them wool coats and everything. He said, "No problem, gladly, I'll deliver." He went and killed a whole bunch of goyim and took their coat and brought the coats to these guys. So Shimshon HaGibbor used this as an excuse to take nakama against the Pelishtim. Achar kach, why? What's the whole? Where does the whole honey come into this? Why is this in the Torah? Rav Nosson Zal explains, "Ki dvash hu bebechina zu." Dvash is the whole secret of what we're explaining here. Shehu bechinas habirur hanimshach melamalo kanal. We said dvash is something which a human being doesn't do anything to make a tikkun for it. The tikkun for dvash comes completely by Hashem himself. Hashem is the one who makes the tikkun for dvash, who makes dvash kosher. Shehu yisporach yochel levara ulahafeich mitomei latoyer. Hashem has the ability to take something tomei and change it into toher. To take a bee, which is a tomei item, and bring forth perfect glatt kosher honey from it. Bebchinas mi tein toher mitomei v'lo yechod. Aval anachnu osur lanu laso is shum dovor kim al pi ha-Torah. Whereas we, a yid, is not allowed to do that. A yid can only follow the rules and regulations of the Torah. Ki zeh hadovor yef shelahasi. This is something that we can't understand. Just like you have the famous halach of ein mevatlan isur lechatchila. If you have a pot with 100 pieces of kosher meat in it, and a piece of treif meat falls into that pot that looks identical to the kosher pieces, you have no way of differentiating between them. What happens? Now you have 101 glatt kosher pieces of meat. Period. Becomes kosher. The 100 pieces of kosher nullify the treif in that non-kosher. Period. The rabbi said that in order that you shouldn't profit from this thing, we insist that you stick your hand in, you pull out a piece and throw it out, you know. But technically, it's kosher. So a person would say, "I have a great idea. Wow, I can turn treif into kosher. I know the secret now. Prepare a big pot of kosher meat, start dropping treif meat into it this way, and I'll kosher it." Can't. That's this concept. This is a tikkun where if Hashem makes it, that a piece falls in, not through human, not accidentally a piece fell in, then Hashem koshers it. But for you, for a human being, to try to kosher treif meat in that manner, impossible, can't be done. Ein mevatlan iser lechatchila. V'alkein Shimshon, kishoholach b'inyan ze sherotzo levarer hatoiv shel Yisroel, al yidei nisuei isur mibnois pelishtim, and therefore when Shimshon HaGibbor went in this direction of trying to extract the toiv of Klal Yisrael that's found among the Sitrach, in the Pelishtim. And he wanted to try to do it about by marrying through a marriage with a Goya, with a Shiksa, from the Benois Pelishtim. She'inyin birur koze einoy nasekim alidei Hashem Yisborach bi'atzmoy, whereby this birur only Hashem himself can bring it about. You're not allowed to willingly go do something with your Bechira to make it happen. Alkein motza oz dvash. Hashem sent him a telegram. Hashem showed him dvash. He saw the dvash. Ki dvash hu bebechinas biru zeh shenashapech mitomei letoher adei Hashem yisborach biatzmoi. Dvash is an example of an item where it's possible to make kosher from non-kosher, who can make it? Hashem himself. Only Hashem himself. No human being can do that. Avlaf al pikein, pogam shimshan bozeh. But unfortunately, despite that, Shimshon HaGibor ended up being poigim in this. K'mo Yishom Rabbi Sanzal, as the Gemara tells us, ki lonu osur lasois shum dovor keneged haTorah. Because we are not allowed to consciously and willingly do anything against the Torah. Ki efsher lahasig drochov. Because again, we cannot understand the ways of Hashem. How Hashem, for Hashem it's kosher, and for me it's not kosher. Ki al inyan darchi Hashem hoelu sheefshel asigam, because about the ways of Hashem, these ways of Hashem, these deep ways of Hashem, which we cannot understand, aleihem nemar, about this, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kapitel Chof, hey, echol dvash harbois loy toiv. Eating a lot of honey is no good. Bebchinas dvash motzoso, and as the pasuk says there, you found honey, echol dayecho. Eat enough. Don't eat too much. Be careful. It's a dangerous thing. K'mo Yishom Rabbi Sanzal, as the Gemara says in Chagiga, daf yudalid. Ki osur lichnois biyedio yseilu. It's forbidden to delve into these topics. Ki efsher lohavinam, because we can't understand them completely. But rather, we have to follow the Torah b'tmimus upshitas. We have to follow the halacha. We have to do what's right. If Hashem wants it to happen, Hashem will find ways to make it happen.